your letters now, and we received many about last Sunday's coverage of Ronald Reagan's death. Most of you were not happy, and your letters reflected the sentiments of this phone call.
Hello, my name is Catherine Hoyt, and I live in Washington, D.C., and I just wanted to complain about the continuing eulogizing of Reagan. It's gotten to the point that where it's really quite immoral, because the man's policies resulted in so much evil in the world, his support for brutal military governments around the world. The Contras in Nicaragua supporting the Salvadoran government and the Guatemalan government, the whole Iran-Contra scandal, the debt that went from $1 billion to $4 billion in just a few years. It's very sad that you feel you have to do this for Ronald Reagan.
Some people on the other side of the political spectrum did not care for our coverage either. Peter Lechman did not like the interview with Edmund Morris, President Reagan's biographer. I was disappointed yet again by NPR's coverage of anybody or anything not liberal, he wrote. NPR likes to portray itself as being objective, but this interview again showed that this is untrue. The first or second question within 24 hours of the man's death was about whether Reagan was shallow politically, shallow in his understanding of world affairs, or both. Other questions included his reputed need for sleep and light work effort. This went on and on. I failed to hear a comment about his relationship with Gorbachev, his role in bringing down the wall, his helping to dissolve the Soviet Union. I think that I would support you if you just admitted that your editorial position leans consistently toward the liberal and that the listeners you cater to are really intended to be left of center. It's disingenuous of you to pretend to be otherwise. Finally, many of you shared the sentiments of Ann Donahue in Fort Collins, Colorado. I was very disappointed when I turned on my radio this morning to listen to the puzzle and instead heard, due to the death of Ronald Reagan, we will not be talking to Will Shortz, she writes. There really wasn't any reason why the normal parts of WeSun could not also take place amidst the rest of the news of the world and news of Ronald Reagan's life and death. I do not believe it would have been the least bit disrespectful. And if you do, you are overly sensitive. Life, even after important people die, goes on. Write to us. Our email address is WeSun, WESUN, at npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.